From the book Heaven and Hell by Allan Kardec, Benoit. A spirit presented itself spontaneously to the medium under the name of Benoit, saying that he had died in 1704 and was undergoing terrible suffering.
What were you when alive?
A faithless monk.
Was disbelief your only imperfection?
It was enough to lead to others.
Could you give us some of the details of your life? A sincere confession would be counted in your favor.
I was poor and lazy. I entered the order, not because I had a call, but in order to have a position. Being intelligent, I found myself one. Being influential, I abused my power. Being corrupt, I corrupted those whom I had the mission of saving. Being cruel, I persecuted those who seemed to disapprove of my excesses. Those at peace were disturbed by me. Hunger tortured many of my victims, and their screams were often silenced through violence. Since then, I have been making expiation and have been suffering all the tortures of hell. My victims stir up the fires that devour me. Leechery and insatiable hunger pursue me, and thirst burns my parched lips, without a refreshed drop of water ever falling on them. And the elements hound me. Pray for me.
Are prayers offered for the dead imputed to you as they are to other spirits?
You might believe they would be beneficial, but for me, they have the same worth as the prayers I myself pretended to offer. I didn't finish my job, so I didn't receive my wages.
Haven't you ever repented?
A long time ago, but it was only the result of my suffering. But since I was deaf to the cries of the innocent victims, the Lord is now deaf to mine. Justice.
You have recognized the Lord's justice, trust in his goodness, and plead for his help.
The demons howl louder than I do. Cries choke in my throat. They fill my mouth with boiling pitch. I did it. Oh, great.
Aren't you sufficiently free of earthly ideas to realize that the tortures you're experiencing all have a moral cause?
I endure them. I feel them. I can see my tormentors. They all have familiar faces. They all have the names that reverberate in my mind.
What could have driven you to commit such infamies?
The vices with which I was imbued. The brutality of the passions.
Have you ever begged for the assistance of good spirits to help you out of your situation?
I can see only the demons of hell.
Weren't you afraid of such demons while you were alive?
No, not at all. Nothingness was my faith. Pleasures at any cost were my worship. The divinities of hell have not abandoned me. I have consecrated my life to them. They will never leave me.
Can't you see an end to your suffering?
The infinite has no end.
But God is infinite in his mercy, and anything can come to an end if he wills it.
If he wills it.
Why have you come here to communicate in writing?
I don't know how, but I wanted to talk. I wanted to scream, to relieve myself.
Haven't your demons tried to prevent you from writing?
No, but they are right here in front of me, waiting for me. That is why I don't want to stop.
Is this the first time you have written like this?
Yes.
Did you know that spirits could approach people like this?
No.
Then, how did you find out about it?
I don't know.
What did you experience when you approached me?
I don't know. A deadening of my terrors.
How did you notice you were here?
It was like when one wakes up.
What did you do to communicate with me?
I don't understand it, but can't you sense it yourself?
We're not talking about me, but about you. Try to realize what you're doing while I'm writing.
You are my thought. That's all I know.
So you didn't have the will to make me write?
No. I am the one who is writing. But you are thinking through me.
Try to understand your situation. The good spirits surrounding us will help you with it.
No. The angels don't come to hell. You aren't alone.
Look around.
I feel I'm being helped to think through you. Your hand is obeying me. I'm not touching you. Yet I'm holding on to you. I don't get it.
As for the assistance of your protectors, let's pray together.
Do you mean to desert me? Stay with me. They are going to seize me again. I beg of you. Stay. Stay.
I can't stay any longer. Come back every day. We'll pray together and the good spirits will help you.
Yes. I want mercy. Ask it for me. I can't do it myself.
Now a message from Pauline, the medium's guide.
Be of good cheer, my child. He will be granted what you have asked for. Although his expiation is far from over, the atrocities he had committed are unspeakable and innumerable. He is all the guiltier because he had intelligence, education, and knowledge to guide him. Thus, he failed with full knowledge of the facts. His suffering is dreadful, but with the help of example of prayer, it will be softened. He will see that the end is possible, and hope will uphold him. God saw that he was on the path of repentance and granted him the mercy of being able to communicate in order to be encouraged and comforted. Think of him often. We will leave him with you to strengthen the good resolutions that he will receive with the help of your consuls. Repentance will awaken in him the desire for reparation, and he himself will then ask for a new existence on earth, to practice good instead of evil. When God is satisfied with him and sees him steadying his resolve, he will enable him to behold the divine light that will lead him to salvation, receiving him into the bosom like the prodigal son. Have faith. We will help you accomplish your task.